Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Not this melancholy song.
Yeah, we haven't been here with this darkness in a while. It's been a while. And yesterday felt that way.
Well, I tell you, there's a whole meltdown going on in Philadelphia right now.
Of course, we blew a 21-0 lead to the Cowboys. Must win of all must wins Friday against the Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams, who's probably going to be like number one on Hughes' quarterback list Wednesday.
Which many are calling the Fraud Bowl.
Yeah, it's catching on.
Fraud Bowl.
I don't think nobody calling it that. I think Kyle China.
No, everybody's calling it.
It's the loser leaves here, mm-hmm. the biggest fraud in the NFL.
Well, we better not be.
Not frauds.
Well, what if we lose the Bears?
It's going to be a tough week, and we will endure.
No, they're frauds if they lose the Bears.
You know we're coming in with the F word.
Yeah, I mean, we're just opening with the F word. Kyle's going to have to dump over and over on Monday. If they're going to beat the Bears.
We will endure.
I think, yeah.
You're certain about that?
Yes. This fan base is, although we're upset today, we're very, very resilient.
I'm not certain. Somebody I'm not already, certain somebody, today. Somebody, I might by Friday. I might get there. I'm not certain today.
Told me they want me to go back to Atlanta.
Well, that's yeah.
I already told them if only they help me pack.
It's not been a good day for you in the chat.
No,
I don't care.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine it was. All right. Not everyone. Well, I should say this. Everyone was properly not locked in yesterday, including in the post game. Let's hear Saquon Barkley trying to answer questions, and someone in the assembled media obviously forgot where they were.
Sustained drives. What can you attribute to what's going on this season?
Damn.
His reaction's great.
That is not that's when you got to check your draws, don't you? You got to check them draws after that one, because that you squeaked that one out.
Whoa.
That took a little bit of effort.
Can we hear it again, just in case people missed what they were listening for? This is Saquon media availability yesterday. And it certainly sounds like someone again forgot where they were.
When you guys have had leads, the running game hasn't been able to kind of sustain drives. What can you attribute to what's going on this season?
Yeah, that sounded like it hurt.
That's what I'm saying. You got to check your drawers after that one, dog. Yeah, it's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there. It's not a fart. Did not fart. I know you like to compare and contrast that, but didn't fart. You laughing mighty hard, Joe. That ain't funny. That ain't funny because it didn't happen. Not that funny.
It's just funny how defensive you get every time we play.
I don't get defensive. I'm just saying it didn't happen.
You get pretty defensive for a guy who says it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
The Saquon situation clearly did happen yesterday. Has this happened more recently? Like it's happening a lot lately. Didn't we have a Phillies?
Farting?
We had a Phillies one a few months ago. What is going on?
People aren't being a holder. I guess they've heard that you gotta, you know, can't hold those things. You gotta let them go.
Just feel
but that
like
one feels like you might have
be a pro.
You might have wet your pants a little bit. That must sound a little wet.
Man.
That was nasty.
Well, you know, in order to get Insider of the Year, maybe one of the other beat reporters can find out who did that. Like, if Elliot comes in here with the name on that one, that could boost him up the list.
Or if it was Elliot.
Well, that could have been Elliot. I didn't think about that. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. He's got a lot of gripes right now. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
All right,
up?
I'm going to get right to it. Mm-hmm. Hugh, you are out of line, man. You are out of line, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay? First of all, everybody knows that the O-line has been destroyed this year. They've been terrible. Barkley has been stinking it up every week for like 10 weeks straight. And you just gloss over it and go right for Jalen. That is wrong. Let me
stop you right there. Mark, I'm on the air for 4 hours every day. Please don't relegate me to a second or a half an hour clip that you heard me say. I said there's a lot of blame to go around. But this is what I said about Jalen that you might have missed. You can't be a selective leader. And that's what Jalen Hurts was. When I went after Jalen, that's exactly what I was talking about. When everything was going well, Jalen was cool talking about the offense looks the way that I want it to look. Do you remember that statement that he made? And he was out there winning games? So then yesterday, when he was asked that same statement, what about the offense, he put it on KP. You can finish now. But I just wanted to clear that up because the one thing you're not going to do is just relegate me to like a snippet of what I said. I do a show for 4 hours every day. So now you can speak. The floor is yours.
Go ahead. Now, this is true, but we're talking about a guy who was the leader of our team not 5 years ago. He just won the Super Bowl MVP. Okay? Is it safe to say that the Rams are a good team? Is it safe to say?
Yes, it is.
They look like the best team.
Okay. Is it safe to say that Matthew Stafford is probably going to win the MVP this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like 28 touchdowns and no picks in his last 7 games. He's been unreal.
Exactly. And the last time Jalen threw a pick, I think Obama was in office, for God's sakes, okay?
Well, he has,
but check this out.
He doesn't have 28 touchdowns without a pick in the last 7 weeks. But, yeah, he hasn't thrown picks.
Exactly. Well, why is it that every time he's the quarterback of the Eagles and we play the Rams, over the last 2 years, they played 4 times. Jalen whoops them every time. And don't give me that team, okay?
Hold on. In the second game last year, the playoff game, you think Jalen whooped Matthew Stafford? Like, those two guys, Jalen whooped him?
Three minutes into the game, he ran. Let me finish.
He had a great run for a touchdown to start the game. It was an excellent run.
Yeah, that set the tone, Joe.
He took 7 sacks and a safety. A safety!
Oh, my goodness.
In a playoff game.
It was snowing outside. I forgot
the Rams didn't play
in
this now. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is what frustrates me, and I like your calls. The inability to have a straight conversation about Jalen Hurts. Don't give me like obviously Matthew Stafford's better than Jalen Hurts. You know this. I know this. Everyone in the NFL knows this. This is not a question. It's not even a question. Jalen Hurts is not as good as Matthew Stafford. He hasn't been the entire season. Stafford's probably going to win the MVP. I don't even think Jalen's going to get a vote.
He never was ever.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, Mark, you know this. So, like, to use that as your angle doesn't even make any sense. Mark, you know Jalen's not as good as Matthew Stafford.
You guys are statisticians. I'm just giving you the stats.
No. How about my eyes? How about eyes?
Why do you guys keep cutting me off?
Because you're saying nonsense, Mark.
No, because it bothers you because it's the truth.
The truth. I like the truth. Nonsense, I can't do nonsense.
Okay, let me ask you one question.
Okay.
Is it safe to say that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, and Pat Mahomes are probably the best quarterbacks in the league over the last 4 years?
Sure.
Can you please tell me that?
Sure, yes.
Why, over the last 10 times that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback, he beat those fools?
Oh, yep.
He beat Mahomes.
They're playing tennis.
3 times in a row.
Okay.
He beat Stafford 4 times in a row.
Mark, I'll play your game. Let's do your logic.
Can't
Mark,
be a coincidence.
Mark, you know what can't,
can't
you know,
be a coincidence.
You know what must have not been a coincidence either? It must have been not a coincidence. Because now, Mark, you would say, right, Eli Manning is clearly better than Tom Brady. Right, Mark?
Yes.
What?
No, not that.
Hold on. For a 4-year span, he beat him twice in the Super Bowl and beat him in the regular season. But Mark,
also led the league in interceptions.
But all you need is that cuts the logic out. Head to head is not logic. That's not how quarterbacks are determined, Mark. And I use a very extreme example because no one with a brain would think Eli Manning is in Tom Brady's class. He beat him. Joe Flacco used to beat Tom Brady. He beat him in the playoffs twice in Foxborough. Joe Flacco's not in Tom Brady's class. Like, what are you talking about, man? Like, they didn't score for 41 minutes yesterday, and you want to use 2 years ago against Josh Allen. I don't care. What are you talking about?
History. It's recent history. The bottom line is the O-line is not doing their thing. Barkley is not doing his thing because of the O-line. You ever notice how Barkley, when he gets the ball and he's running, it's almost like he knows it's not going to work. But he's got that pep in his step when he catches the ball out of the backfield to pass.
Well, he's in open
space.
Yeah, sure.
And he looks really good. That just goes to show you that he doesn't believe in the philosophy. It's this Petullo guy. You guys got to get off of Jalen. Jalen's the only reason that we're in most of these games.
Oh,
it's
stop.
Ridiculous
oh,
how you come
God,
at him.
Mark.
It's ridiculous.
He was,
guys,
I mean, he was the, he was the only
what?
Reason they were in the, you in the Green
you
Bay game.
You know
they scored 10
Mark.
Points,
disgusting.
Mark.
No, you know, like, let me ask you a question, Mark. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
So since Jalen's a part of the team, right, mm-hmm. and if he falls in lockstep with everything that they're doing when it's going well, is he culpable when it goes wrong?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Mark. So what are you talking about? You're making it sound like I'm picking on Jalen solely.
But you guys are making it seem he can't get the job done, and I'm showing you that he's got. What's
nobody saying.
What
did Jalen say a few weeks ago? This offense looks the way he wants it to look, correct? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So, okay, so it looked bad yesterday. So that's not on Jalen?
But it's looked good for the last 27 games.
No, it hasn't.
It's looked good for 27 games.
No,
it
hasn't. I asked you a question.
Mark, do you have eyes? How is this offense look good for 27 games?
I'm not arguing whether it looked good or not.
Did he play well last night?
Mark.
Did he play well last night?
Mark.
No, not really.
See, and that's ridiculous because he did play well. He didn't turn the ball over. He scored a touchdown on the ground. He scored a touchdown in the air. And you guys just keep moving the goalposts. He threw for almost 280 yards. He had no turnovers. And you guys just keep moving the goalposts.
They didn't score a point for 41 minutes.
I mean, do you really believe Dak is a better quarterback than Jalen? Are you kidding me?
Well, he obviously.
Are you kidding me?
Mark,
turnover.
This year, who's played better?
He had three turnovers
yesterday.
Oh, my God.
This year, who played better?
Any year, he comes up short.
Mark,
are you kidding me?
Well, you know what? I actually have empathy for the people who have decided quarterbacks are the sole reason you win and lose football games because you don't understand the sport. Like, I actually empathize with you. If you just think winning and losing is the only thing that you judge a quarterback on, you're lost. Like, then what is the point of all this? Just say Joe Flacco, Eli Manning, Nick Foles. Like, guys, we have eyes, too.
Are the Eagles playing the Bears next week, or is it Jalen Hurts versus Caleb Williams?
I don't know. Like, it's you can say maybe Jalen's getting too much flack from whoever you want to today. That's fine. And I think the coaches were the most responsible for yesterday, by the way, Mark. The coaches. That's what I said today. But the idea that, like, we just base everything on who the W next to the quarterback's name, it doesn't even make any sense. Jimmy Garoppolo once won an NFC championship game with, like, six completions in a game.
Yeah, he got replaced.
And you realize who he was going up against that day. It was Aaron Rodgers. So Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Aaron Rodgers? Like, do you guys hear yourselves?
I mean, and this has happened before, but I feel like Jalen's more of an accomplished quarterback than those guys that you're mentioning. He is, for whatever reason.
But the logic is still out of whack. Like
as far as
well, Jimmy Garoppolo beat Aaron Rodgers twice in the playoffs. Jimmy Garoppolo can't hold a candle to Aaron Rodgers, right? His team was better. Like this whole thing that he beats him head to head, it's like, can we grow up?
Yeah, but Eli did beat Tom Brady.
But is he better?
Like the back, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But is he better?
Dancing around the question.
Is he better? Because you know the answer.
Well, both of them are going to be Hall of Famers.
So what?
Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Yeah, no, right. So there's levels to the Hall of Fame, right?
Warren Moon. I'm just saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, but you're avoiding the question.
I'm just saying if Jalen goes. Uh-huh. No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Okay.
But the reality is that Jalen has put together a resume up until this point that could potentially be Hall of Fame worthy.
I know, but you say they're both Hall of Famers. What if I did that for All-Stars? Alec Boehm and Shohei Ohtani are both All-Stars.
I'm just saying, dog. All-Star is All-Star.
No, it's not. I mean,
it kind of is. I mean, because when you put that jacket on, it's just you put the jacket on.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you can argue who was better at what. They both got jackets.
This is your fault.
No, I'm just saying.
I was comfortable today cooking the coaches, and then you got on Jalen.
Listen.
And the Jalen defenders come out, and now I'm losing it.
Listen, this is not a black or white thing. These are shades of gray. And I have to point that out. Jalen, to me, he's not as culpable, but he's a part of the issue. Yeah. And I said it, and I've been saying it all day, and I stand on that. Mm.
Well, yeah. That's fine. I mean, I appreciate you standing on business. I'm just saying I got to get fired up because Mark just is
yeah, Mark.
He's
Mark,
in outer space.
Mark, like
the guy
Mark
is in outer
one,
space.
Mark heard one thing and then just went off on everybody. Mark, well, don't be doing that. That ain't cool.
Yeah, but, and everyone in the YouTube chat's like, "Cook, Mark.
Yeah, cook, Mark.
These idiots."
Can we hear, by the way, can we hear from you people, see what they're up to today? Let's do that.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I mean, and this is what the Eagles have done to us. There were so many Cowboys fans in the chat.
Oh!
So many Cowboys fans doing the Weed and Boys stuff.
They came out of the woodwork. Yeah. They know how it makes you feel.
It's been a while, man, but... You know, that it was that kind of loss.
I need the Chiefs to beat him by two touchdowns on Thursday.
I know. So we have a little bit of a situation here. Somebody either impersonating or it's the real Paul Jolovitz.
In the chat. Oh. What?
And the only reason...
Can't you tell based on how he what he says?
Here's the thing. He was quoting Bear Bryant, which feels like a jolly thing to do.
It does.
But a lot of the other comments, not very Paul's like. So.
Yeah, I feel like if we study Paul's tweets, you kind of have a sense of how Paul types things
but
out.
But the Bear Bryant quotes were...
I know.
That's right out of
We have a jolly impersonator. We have a Hugh impersonator down in Delaware, now a jolly impersonator in the chat.
Okay. The Hugh impersonator is sitting amongst us.
What are you talking about?
Well, you.
What do you mean? What am I impersonating? Listen, I speak my mind. And that's what I'm feeling.
Well, sometimes.
All the time.
You tap dance around
I recklessly speculate.
You did tap dance around that one, but yet you were willing to just throw out there, and again, it was just us, so no one heard it, but that you thought about what Dak would look like in this offense.
It's a lot of selective recklessly speculating.
Because Dak took that ragtag group of misfits yesterday, and he played pretty good. I just kind of wonder.
I mean, Dak's good. I mean, I know that.
Dak is the best quarterback in the Dallas Cowboys. Think about that for a minute. Like, he's the best quarterback.
He has the most passing yards ever. He passed Romo.
Like, he's the best quarterback.
Yeah. All right. All three of you zeros need to be fired.
I get it today.
Well, we didn't even... What did we do?
Well, we blame someone.
God forbid.
I mean, isn't that what you do after a loss like that? Someone needs to take accountability around here.
Accountability? I take accountability every day.
Well, sure. I don't know about that.
Every day.
That's a lie.
Speaking of, take it back, Joe.
Take it back, just like that.
Take what back?
They want the NFC East is over.
Oh, stop being a coward. The Cowboys are not going to win the NFC East.
We knew that this loss was a possibility.
Sure. I said it on Friday.
I didn't think it was a possibility.
Well, I tried to tell you for four hours on Friday. It's a trap game.
Yeah, me too.
No,
before
okay.
Friday. Sure. I'm not taking it back. We did this with the Phillies. I remember, people just need to grow, have a spine.
Like, you was about to say grow a pair.
Have a spine. It'll be fine.
Who cares what Kyle has to say about anything?
I care.
Thank you.
We care. We ask his opinion.
Yep. Kyle's the only one with a brain on the show.
I like you put those back to back. Yeah, just evening it out for yourself. Yep.
And, well, we'll tip this one the other way. Mm-hmm. You know, the mustache after a loss bothers me a lot more.
Everything bothers everybody.
New rule, you have to shave if they lose a game.
I like that it hits people differently on different days.
Like that dumb mustache.
Depending on the mood. Yep. Yeah. Like, damn it. They won the Super Bowl last season. They're going to be fine. That was out of the Hugh Douglas playbook.
They are the class of the NFC right now.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they're behind the Rams in the standings. So what makes them the class? Last year?
Because they won it.
Mm. Last year.
Hey, Joe, it's no easy way out. Ain't no shortcut home.
That's
dog.
True. I agree with that.
Yeah, you're not getting that music today, buddy.
There's no easy way out, dog.
Coping.
We're going to be all right. We're going to be
coping.
Mark my words, the Eagles will win two more games at most this season.
Well, that seems a little bit ridiculous. Said
Mark his words.
Okay. They have the Raiders at home. They get the Commanders at home.
Okay.
Those are two games.
Who's calling plays the Friday, though? That's the bigger question.
You want to go give it a try?
You know, if I ran the plays, I could probably run the plays. I could do that. In my limited knowledge of offensive how it schematically works, yeah.
I think tomorrow we might have to unpack who should call the plays on Friday.
I'm going to throw my name in
there. We got Petullo, Sirianni, Jalen.
Well, so hold on. Was Jalen calling the plays for the first 21 points and then gave it back to Petullo, Hugh?
Absolutely. That's what I think.
Hugh?
See, I don't know.
Hey, Hugh?
I mean, I don't know. I hear you. I don't know. That's a tough one because it looked like they were doing what they want to do in the first half, and then all of a sudden it just went cold.
Yeah, maybe the offense is just inconsistent. Has been all.
Yeah, that's it.
And how do you keep it consistent? How do you keep it fresh?
Well, that's the question.
Hugh Douglas is becoming the number one Jalen hater at WIP. Petullo is in his pockets.
Whoa!
I mean, I'll let y'all slide with that one because it's Monday.
I do think that the reckless Dak, what would Dak look like in an Eagles uniform?
That was a lot.
You may have jumped the shark to the, you might be there.
No, you asked me.
I asked you a specific question. Yes, you took your own.
And I told you not, I don't think about that. I thought about that yesterday, though. I just wondered.
It's like you were like, the two controversial things you brought up, I think of one worse.
But see, here's the thing. When I say that, that's not me, because people have selective hearing. It's not me bashing Jalen. That's just me wondering. I don't know what this offense looks like with Jalen not at the helm. Does anybody else?
Well, because we haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm not going to be ashamed to guess what it would look like if somebody else was running it. Everybody else has done it.
You better be ready for the backlash then.
No, but here's the thing. I sit there and I recklessly hear people talk all day, and they always complain about Jalen, but until somebody says it, they get upset.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they always – and he won – I know he won a Super Bowl. I know that.
Well, that sounds it's out of your excuse play.
No, but I'm just saying – but the Super Bowl is a big deal. I mean, it is what it is, and he played well.
It is a big deal.
But
not today, though.
But here's the thing. This is what irritates me is because when Jalen has a bad game where he's playing bad, people will say it when it's in the game. But when the outcome is they win, it all goes away. I just say it all the time. I'm not a sheep or a pigeon or whatever you want to call it. Whatever they call it. Sheep.
I like pigeon.
All right, one more quick one here. Wow, that game looks like it took a few years off of Hugh's life.
I think he looks the same.
I agree.
I think you look the same as he did a couple days
ago. It might have taken a few years off mine.
No, yeah, that's a good one.
It was gross. I mean, and it was like, it was so drawn out. Like, it's one thing to collapse in like a 10-minute span. They collapse over 2 hours. It was a long, drawn out.
Don't be surprised if by the end of the season, the stash is gray.
Yeah.
That's probably why I got these damn gray hairs.
Okay, that's enough for us today. We're sorry we didn't get to everyone on the phone lines, but it got busy. You guys have a great rest of your day. You can vent with the afternoon show. They're up from Chickies. Hugh, tonight you'll be on the Players Lounge?
Yes.
7 o'clock?
Probably won't have a player, though. Well, can't see anybody coming.
Well, I hope you do, because I need them to explain those unscouted looks. What are the coaches doing? All right, afternoon show is next. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.